Voices Moaning Becomes Me, and unofficial radio show here on Kill Radio. Following is just a test of material that I'm planning on using on the Chill Room. This is just a test. If it were real, you would be advised to call 911.
Best that she's there. hall. The maiden wore her bathing braid, hope someday he'd talk. Elijah!
It's raining in the car outside. We always remind you this time that driving a car at high speeds in rainy weather can cause your tires to rise a little bit off the pavement. And this is called hydroplaning, and it seriously impairs your stopping ability, so the ALA and us remind you to slow down in rainy weather. If somebody told you Bob Dylan was coming to Providence, you probably wouldn't believe them, but they are. He is, along with Joan Baez, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, and Bob Newirth. And it's called the Rolling Thunder Review.
And one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid. He took her oh so far away, but old Pelagia stayed. Pelagia!
How are you going to get where you're going? You're just going
to... I'm just going to keep going. I don't know. I'll just find some place to go.
Yeah, we are going to see the gypsy. I'm really glad we're going there, though. A rooming house. What do you call those houses again?
Boarding house?
A boarding house. A sporting house. A sporting house. She runs a sporting house. Jesus is attaché à la croix.
I can't share any longer.
Well, now, wait
now. Fine. He said,
no easy word. Get excited.
I'm sure. But you have to tell me something. I've come a very long way.
To tell us both something.
I think it's
time to tell you both something.
Yes, please.
Anything. What would you like to know?
The truth.
Yes, I'll tell you the truth. Tell me, what is it that you'd like to know? About anything.
Nothing about the cosmos.
And nothing in particular.
You love her? Do you love her?
Do I love her like I love you? No. Do I love you like I love her? No.
Catfish, $1 million man. Nobody can love a boy like catfish can. Thank you.
we're listening to is portions of Bob Dylan's forgotten, maligned, misunderstood feature film, Rinaldo and Clara, which was shot in the fall of 1975 and released in 1978 to total and utter dismay, at least from American critics. It was a hit in England for some strange reason, or at least a minor hit in England. Aleatory, sprawling, confusing, Rinaldo and Clara is a... I think it's a masterpiece. And I want to explore the connections that are made in it, even though I'm aware that nobody's going to know about it because nobody's seen it, except me, I guess. And a few other people, a few dozen people on the internet. So pay attention. The mood here is autumnal. Winter, actually. Moving into winter. Snow. Watching the snowy landscape go by from a train. All the hills echo Ed.
Evasiveness is all in the mind. Truth is on many levels. No? So I'm wrong? Oh, is that true?
It's always been like that.
10 years I've known
him. Did he ever give you a straight answer?
Not to my recollection.
It makes it so complicated.
On what?
When you want to get something done, you know?
What is it you want to know?
I'm just fascinated with you.
Should I leave?
No, that's all right.
I'm a brother to you both.
Well, then we'll all be a family. Never have to make a decision as long as I live.
I hate you, Lizzie. No. I find it difficult.
Listen, we're carrying on like this. I don't know how you feel about it. I wouldn't want to make you make a decision. Wish you might throw it around.
Well, I can tell you.
I will.
He's very amicable. As long as you don't ask him any questions.
So I'm moving down here.
Yeah, there's plenty of
room. Is this your apartment?
Well, it belongs to a friend, you know, who was in Marrakesh. But we've been staying here.
Oh, but I'll tell you something.
Rinaldo hardly goes out, though. That's the problem. That's why I can't get the room here.
Well, I live here. Where's there to go?
Well,
I'm
very busy on weekends. I'm married.
You're the husband.
A weekend sort of thing.
Oh, weekend husband.
We've all had a lot of friends who died, so...
Man. JK.
Is that JK?
Yeah, I think so. YK?
Or does it take a little short bit of time to get there?
I gotta...
It's a continuing trip beyond death.
Thanks a lot.
Give me a white key.
First I wanted to be a labor leader and save the suffering masses from exploitation at the hands of capitalists. Then later on, I wanted to be some kind of a president, except my Tibetan yogi guru said, if you ever run for president, you'll wind up in Vajra hell. That's an unbreakable hell, the diamond hell that lasts forever. I didn't when you had a mouth forever, and we're bound for that forever, like Emily Dickinson's horses headed to the end. They know the way. These thieves run faster than we think. It's our own life they cross and take with them. Magnificent, mourned no more, marred of heart, mind behind, married, dreamed, mortal, changed, ass and face done with the murder of the world, in the world given, flower maddened, made no utopia, shut under pine, almed in earth, balmed in lone, Jehovah accepts, nameless, one-faced, forever beyond me, beginningless, endless, father in death, though I am not here for this prophecy, I am unmarried, I'm hymnless, I'm heavenless, headless in blisshood, I would still adore thee, heaven after death, only one blessed in nothingness, not light or darkness, dayless eternity, take this psalm from me, burst from my hand in a day, some of my time now given to nothing, to praise thee, but death, this is the end. The redemption from wilderness, way for the wanderer, house sought for all, black handkerchief washed, cleaned by weeping, page beyond psalm, last change of mine and Naomi to God's perfect darkness, death, stay thy phantom.
Headed?
East.
East?
Yeah.
I've been on this train 6 days.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Nothing?
Yeah, I just wear different clothes. You haven't recognized me.
See?
So what's going east,
for one thing, this train has only been on the road for about 4 hours.
Always alone, never with a herd. Prettiest mare I've ever seen, you have to take my word. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can, and what I do, I'll give her my brand. Well, I was up on Stony Ridge after this chestnut mare. I've been chasing her for weeks now. Oh, I catch a little glimpse of her every once in a while. Taking her meal or bathing. She was a real fine lady. This one day I saw her standing over there in a clearing. So I snuck up to her nice and easy, waited for the wind to blow just the right way. Then I got my rope out, and I'm flinging in the air. I'm gonna get that horse if I can. And when I do, I'll give her my brand. And we'll be friends for life. She'll be just like the wife. I'm gonna get that horse if I can. I got her, and I'm pulling on her. She's pulling back like a mule trying to climb up a ladder. Well, I take this chance and I jump up on her. Damn, if I don't land right on top of her the first time. She takes off, running up onto that ridge higher than I've ever been before. We're running along just fine until she sees the sidewinder all coiled up and ready to strike. She doesn't know what to do, so she jumps off the edge, me holding on.
And we'll travel and you can play and I can dance. And we'll become famous. Rinaldo and Clara. Maybe I should change my name, huh? Ah, Rinaldo, I love you.
I like tough, nice men. Strong men who are also very sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll take you.
Tell me, oh food, all the fish in the sea. There wasn't me. And it wasn't me. Why don't you need? Pray God and you see that it wasn't you. And it wasn't me. Why don't you need? Pray God and you see that it wasn't you. And it wasn't me. Tell me, oh fool, all the birds in the sky. It wasn't you, and it wasn't I. Why don't you kneel, pray Jesus, and you cry that it wasn't you, baby, and it wasn't I. Why don't you kneel, pray Jesus, and you cry that it wasn't you, and it wasn't I.
Strange to have moved through Patterson from the West and Europe, India, back here again, with cries of Spaniards now in doorstops, doors, dark boys on the street, fire escapes, old as you, though you're not old now. All that's left here with me. Myself, maybe, anyway, old as the universe. And I guess that dies with us. Enough to cancel all that comes. What came is gone forever, every time. Moment I remember when I see them all through myself now, though not you. I didn't foresee what you felt, what more hideous gape of bad mouth came first to you. And were you prepared to go where? In that dark, in that God? A radiance? A Lord in the void? Like an eye in the black cloud of a dream? Thank you.
know what's going on here.
It's a myth, and you know what a myth is? A myth. He lives like a human being, has a wife, a family, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
We love you, Bobby.
Your hair is smooth, oh, now, pillow where you lie. Man, I don't sense affection, no gratitude or love. Your loyalty is not to me, but to the stars above. One over cup of coffee for the road. One over cup of coffee. Before I go to the valley below.
I'm so thankful. It's an honor. It's the greatest honor for a man that he can speak for God.
What do you think God's work is?
Maybe don't.
There's a lot of breeds.
There's
like
a lot of
said.
Broad.
Are,
lot of
wait a minute. Pepper steak sandwich is a
there
God's
are
work,
breeds, right?
Right.
There's an opera singer.
Yeah.
She's a breed. An opera breed. There's a folk singer. Folk breed. There's a delicatessen breed, or whatever you're doing, a part of God's word.
So no stranger does it true. His voice it trembles as he's calling out for it. Another plate of food. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee for I go.
The way in which you do it, the way in which you carry it, sheds light.
Love the two sisters, I love the young. Oh, no, she was the great one. Beneath the bare light bulb, the plaster did pass. Her sister and I. And she in between, the victim of sound. Soon shattered like a child to the shadow. The wind knocks my window, the room it is wet. The words to say I'm sorry. I hope wherever she is gone and whoever she's met will be fully aware of how precious she is.
You have to try. I mean, hope is not there for nothing. Keep trying. I'm sure she will answer.
That is the ring
why you say that?
But should that note stay?
The note?
The note.
She didn't, say.
No, you are very mysterious. But I do love you. I really love you. While it lasts. Who among you would try to detain you? But I can change, I am free. Do you know?
Yeah, that's what makes you different.
Well, said I prophesied that no may come. Now where else I've Arabia's round? Should I need him at your gate? Oh, said our lady, should I wait?
You're like
nothing to me.
Son!
There's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go.
Everyone! Stand and bear yourself like the cross. And I'll just receive you.
Black girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me where did you stand last night? In the pine, in the pines where the sun never shines and the shiver with the cold.
Monday at the Fat Black Pussy in the afternoon. By then, you know, I'd known Bob. You know, I'm just around in the village. And I could play three chords. I could play C, G, and F on the guitar. I couldn't go, like, strum it, but I could go C, and that G. And we were sitting there, man, having a cup of coffee. On a Monday night hoots at Rudy's Folk City. That was incredible. And there was a man now who's dead, who was a wonderful man. And Gil Turner. And Bob came in and he had the guitar. I said, we got a guitar. And he sat there writing and he said, can you play a C chord? And I'd play a C chord. I'd go C. And then he said, no, go to G. And I'd go to G. And then he'd go to F and he'd sit there and write. And that was blowing in the wind. And then when it was finished, it must have been about 8 o'clock. At night we went over to Gertie's, where, you know, Folk City, where everybody was there playing. And the Hootenanny went downstairs where the musicians went and signed up for their shot, and he went to Gil Turner, and he took this piece of paper, and he took out his guitar, and he sang, Blowing in the Wind, and this guy said, Jesus Christ, I've never heard anything like that in my entire life, you know, that's the most incredible song. And he ran up and pinned it on the microphone, got on the stage at Gertie's and said, you know, it's a songwriter, Bob Dylan, you know, and at that time nobody wrote songs, and I'd like to sing this song because this song says a lot, you know, it has something to say, and he pinned it up with a piece of scotch tape on the microphone. And it was real easy to play, and then he sang the song. Bob didn't sing it, he sang it. Right? And the place went nuts, you know, bullshit. You know? Great song, and Bob was like by the bar, you know, he said, aw. You know, it was really wonderful. It was an amazing experience. And that's the first time anybody, to my knowledge, ever heard Blowing in the Wind.
The man walked up before you call him a man. How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
answer is the wind in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
You believe in God?
Yeah!
What does he look like?
I don't know.
Like a beard. Never saw him? Has he got a beard?
Yeah!
Does he wear eyeglasses?
No!
Does he have teeth?
Yeah.
Does he have a belly?
Yeah.
Does he have a head?
Yeah.
Does he have eyes?
Yeah.
Does he have thoughts?
Yeah.
Does he have words?
No.
Yeah.
No, yes.
Play a guitar?
No.
Tell me what will you do when Jesus comes? Tell me what will you do when Jesus comes? Will you tear out your hair? Will you sit down in your chair? Tell me what will you do when Jesus comes? Tell me what will you say when Jesus comes? Tell me what will you say when Jesus comes? Oh, will you kick him out in the street? Will you drive him into the heat?
The woman absorbed, the woman under tyranny, the contemporary woman, the mocking woman, the artist dreaming inside her house. I'm the gadget woman, I'm the princess who goes down under the falls. I'm the daughter of Hino, the thunder. I'm the druid woman, I'm the Evo woman, I'm the Yoruba woman, I'm the Buddha woman, I'm the vibrato woman, water the clean.
Pas pour moi, c'est pas pour moi, monsieur. C'est un mistake. Quissas, quissas.
Quissas?
Oui.
Attendez,
oui.
The woman with the keys, the woman with the glue. I'm a fast speaking woman. Water that cleans, flowers that clean, water that cleans as I go. I'm the twilight woman, I'm the trumpet woman, I'm the raffia woman, I'm the volatile woman, I'm the prodding woman, I'm the vagabond woman, I'm the defiant woman, the demented woman, the demi-monde woman, the woman deracinated, the woman destroyed, the demon woman, the detonating woman, the thunder woman, the demon music, thunder rolling speech woman.
I will travel and you can play, and I can dance, and we'll become famous. Rinaldo and Clara. Maybe I should change my name, huh?
Rest, you will see me at the time I love the best, building castles in the shifting sands, in a world that no one understands. In the morning, 'tis the morning of my life. In the daytime, you will meet me as before, you will see me waiting by the ocean floor, building castles in the shifting sands, in a world that no one understands. In the morning, 'tis the morning of my life. In the morning of my life, the minutes tick so long to drift away. Please be patient with your life. It's only morning and you've still to live your day. In the evening, I will fly you to the moon, to the top right-hand corner of the ceiling in my room, where we'll stay until the sun shines. Another day, we'll swing on clotheslines, and I'll be yawning till the morning of my life. In the morning, in the morning, in the morning of my life, the minutes take so long to drift away. Please be patient with your life. It's only morning and you've still to live your day. In the evening, I will fly you to the moon, to the top right-hand corner of the ceiling in my room, where we'll stay until the sun shines. And another day we'll swing on clotheslines, and I'll be yawning till the morning of my life. Till the morning of my life. Till the morning of my life. That's so kind.
away till the morning appears in the sky. No, no, let us play, for it is yet day, and we cannot go to sleep. Besides, in the sky, the little birds fly, and the hills are all covered with sheep. Well, well, go and play, till the light fades away, and then go home to bed. The little ones laughed and shouted and leaped, and all the hills echoed.
This has been a test. I want to do a show on Ronaldo and Clara, and I've been trying to figure out the best way to approach it in the collage format. And so that's what this has been this morning, just a test. This will probably be the chill room this Saturday night at midnight here on Kill Radio. And now I've probably spoiled it for you by letting you hear some of the way it's going to be. Perhaps some of it will be exactly like I just did. But I'm still thinking about it, and it'll go on longer than this one did. Anyway, this has been Moaning Becomes Me, an unofficial radio show here on Kill Radio. Doesn't mean I'm gone yet. We don't have a DJ in until 1 o'clock with Frequency and Phenomenology with, I don't know what she calls herself. I call her Doctor. And thanks for listening. I see I have a few listeners. David, is that you over in England listening? I'll open up IM in a moment and see. Anyway, moaning does become me, doesn't it?